Hello, this is the Times of India Radio, and here are the top news. A strong focus on national security and ambitious expansion of income support to all farmers, pension for small and marginal farmers and traders, rupees 10 lakh accident insurance for traders under GST and a promise of lower taxes and rupees 100 lakh crore investment in infrastructure are highlights of the BJP manifesto released on Monday. The ideological contrast to the Congress manifesto was sought to be established through formulations calling for revocation of Article 35A and a reiteration of BJP's long-standing demand for scrapping Article 370 along with a promise to give a free hand to security forces to respond to terrorism. As in 2014, BJP called for all efforts within the constitutional framework to facilitate a Ram Mandir in Ayodhya. The party also expressed its solidarity with those opposing implementation of the Supreme Court order allowing the entry of women of menstrual age in Kerala's Sabarimala Shrine while promising to secure constitutional protection on issues related to faith and belief. The manifesto is marked by an unabashed invocation of cultural heritage with the party emphasizing that it sees cultural values as essential ingredients of our future rather than hurdles to progress. Flamboyant debtor Vijay Mallya has had his application for leave to appeal against his extradition in the High Court of London turned down. The 63-year-old former billionaire was informed by email on Friday, April 5, that a single judge, the Honourable Justice Davis, has refused his paper application for permission to appeal Chief Magistrate Emma Arbuthnot's decision to extradite him and the Home Secretary's decision to order his extradition. Mallya now has 5 business days to apply for an oral hearing. Unless the judge in that oral hearing decides he has an arguable case, he'll be extradited 28 days after that. The only other recourse is for him to find a reason to move the European Court of Human Rights. With opposition parties persistently calling for an enhanced paper trail count, the Supreme Court on Monday ordered the Election Commission to increase by 5 times the number of EVMs whose vote count must be matched with VVPAT slips in each assembly segment. This could, on an average, mean 35 to 40 VVPAT counts per parliamentary constituency and can delay results in the coming general elections by around 4 hours, raising the possibility of formal declaration of winners and losers coming late into the night of May 23 when counting of votes is scheduled. Though leaders of 21 non-NDA political parties led by N. Chandrababu Naidu failed to convince the Supreme Court on the need to count VVPAT slips of 50% of EVMs in the Lok Sabha elections, their counsel A.M. Singhvi could claim moral victory as he succeeded in getting the EC to increase by 5 times its existing procedure to count VVPAT slips of 1 randomly selected EVM per assembly segment. A jailed gangster has been found to having executed a robbery in Southwest Delhi's Mohan Garden with the help of his wife. The woman would meet her husband Joginder Dalal in Tihar Jail and take instructions from him to run the gang. Dalal decided to target a woman working as a cashier with a private school. The couple gave the task to two 19-year-old youths who shot the cashier in her leg and robbed approximately Rs 5 lakh on Thursday. DCP Dwarka and to Alphonse said the involvement of the jailed gangster and his wife came to the fore on Monday with the arrest of the two youths, Atul Pradhan and Mayank. A search is on for Dalal's wife, who is on the run. The robbery was reported around 2:40 p.m. on Thursday from Dwarka Moor near Mohan Garden. Police were told that a woman had been shot in her leg and her bag containing around Rs 5 lakh had been snatched. She told police that she was going to the bank with the cash, but she returned since the server was not working. She was waylaid on the way and in the ensuing scuffle, one of the youths shot her in the leg with a pistol.